The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Momentum of the slippery slope to demolish our inherent rights protected by the First Amendment is picking up speed. Back in January of 2014, federal prosecutors threw the book at author and documentary filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza for exaggerated campaign finance law violations. In September of 2014, D'Souza was sentenced to 5 years probation, 8 months in a halfway house, a $30,000 fine, community service, and mandatory therapy. Even the liberal Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz said the felony sentencing smacked of selective prosecution. Why? It just so happened that D'Souza had made a highly successful documentary criticizing President Barack Obama. Unfortunately, D'Souza's admission of guilt set the precedent for a newfound attack on the First Amendment. The liberals had tasted blood and they wanted more. Matt Drudge had warned in 2015 that plans to take down conservative, i.e. right-wing, i.e. alternative media, were gathering steam in the back rooms of Washington, D.C.
Well, they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board. Then that will end for me. Fine, I've had a hell of a run.
So when pro-life activist David DeLeiden exposed Planned Parenthood's sale of fetal tissue via secret recordings and investigative techniques, the liberal Rockefeller-supported organization Planned Parenthood used the unchecked liberal inertia to slap DeLeiden with a possible 22-year sentence. While beyond the embarrassment, no charges were ever filed against Planned Parenthood. Now documentary filmmaker Joel Gilbert, creator of the Obama expose Dreams from My Real Father, faces a federal precedent-setting onslaught by the FEC. WorldNet Daily writes, in a case spotlighting regulation of conservative media, the three Democrats on the FEC alleged Gilbert violated reporting rules when he mailed out DVDs of his movie Dreams from My Real Father, a story of Reds and deception, during the 2012 election campaign. The panel's three Republican members quashed the move, however, arguing the standard media exemption had been given to liberal filmmakers such as Michael Moore. Gilbert added, if the makeup of the Federal Election Commission is changed because a Democrat wins the presidency and appoints one more Democrat than Republican to the commission, we face a dire future in which only political speech favorable to far-left agenda will be tolerated in America. Documentary films shown on television or the internet or broadcast over radio may be subject to criminal penalties, Gilbert said. The liberal line is being drawn in the sand, and as the Obama administration slowly reveals its teeth, their guard goes down as the possibility of their actions backfires into charges against their own criminal violations of the First Amendment. We are seeing nothing less than a witch hunt masquerading as a liberal agenda.
It's not that they're breaking the laws, it's that the laws are so poorly designed that they allow people, if they've got enough lawyers and enough accountants, to wiggle out of responsibilities that ordinary citizens are having to abide by.
John Bound for Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Leaked memo reveals how the Donald Trump campaign really feels about mainstream media and the government. We're going to be breaking that down in this hour. We also have a lot of really, really big reports out there that we're going to be going over, dealing with this so-called biggest WikiLeaks-style data dump ever. When I first saw this yesterday, I said, it's going to be low-level groups trying to protect their money. It's going to be the Russian networks. As soon as I saw that they were going after that soccer, that international football group, this is the big mega banks that control trillions, that create trillions in derivatives, that engage in all forms of drug dealing, money laundering, child kidnapping, white slavery, overthrow of governments, $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine, $5 billion to the rebels in Syria. This is the most corrupt group you can imagine, simply leaking this to the Germans, handing it out to 100 different newspapers or more in the last year to, quote, vet it. No, that was to make sure that it didn't connect to any Western operations and to cherry pick what to go after. And sure enough, it's in the news today. They're saying this is a selective leak by the West against other networks they don't control. This is how it works. You get Arthur Anderson previously, or now it's another big accounting firm that the former attorney general runs. Then you can have offshore accounts. Then you cannot pay taxes. They certify it, and the government doesn't touch it because it's full of vice presidents, former presidents on their boards, former attorney generals, former FBI directors. There's only two or three of these firms in D.C., like Arthur Andersen, and then you're left alone. Now, the law says you can have an offshore bank account. The law says you can go to the Cayman Islands or Switzerland or Luxembourg. But when they want to, they will come and shake you down and arrest you. This is a model of global government where you have the FBI going out and arresting the leadership of the International Football League, the International Soccer League. This is global governance. And I'm going to go over that later in the hour with our guest and get his view on it because he's an expert on people going offshore and more. But WikiLeaks reveals IMF plan to cause a credit event in Greece and destabilize Europe. Don't forget that. The French elite, where it went wrong. Financial Times admitting they don't pay taxes themselves. French billionaire Dassault to face trial for tax fraud. Chinese newspaper editor resigns over media control. Associated Press willfully cooperated with the Nazis to show how they're controlled. Top German journalist admits mainstream media is completely fake. We quote all lie for the CIA in Germany. It's a whole bunch of their biggest reporters coming out. Why is that important? Because when it comes out of Germany particularly, people see Germany as like, oh, modern liberal, you can really trust it. It's the worst garbage you'll ever find. Some of their news is accurate if you research it, but general scandal news is really coming out of the CIA, out of the MI6, out of Israel, out of other groups, but they fence it through Germany. Because somehow they have credibility. They never got over being occupied. High earners say goodbye to France. So, again, they want this international tax grab. Tax traders widen division in belt-tightening France. And now they're trying to blame Russia for $2 billion in the, quote, biggest scandal ever with this Panama data dump, the Panama Papers. $2 billion? I mean, that is nothing. You know how many trillions exchange hands in the currency markets every day? The rigged stock markets, the rigged credit default swaps, the rigged currency, the rigged interest rates, all of it. They admit it's all rigged is what's crazy. Just like they've tried to steal elections, they've manipulated them before, but never come right out and said, we're going to put Paul Ryan in. This is Karl Rove last week. Even if he doesn't have one delegate, and Kasich is showing his wares, saying, you know, it doesn't matter if he's only got a few, he deserves to win. I don't know what you call this coming out in the open. Is this really the fall of America, the fall of the West? Or is this a psyop to prepare us for just anything? Because when things get this crazy in history, you go over the edge of a cliff. Are we going over the edge of the cliff right now? Have we reached the event horizon? We're going to talk geopolitics. We're going to talk Syria. We're going to talk Iran. We're going to talk Ukraine. We're going to talk Obama. We're going to talk Black Lives Matter and the destabilization program. We're going to talk the entire waterfront, 2016 and beyond. But first off, I don't know his view. I follow his articles, but he's pretty libertarian, conservative, apolitical, though. He just does analysis of the world. Best-selling nonfiction author, best-selling fiction author. James Lizzie Rawls is an American novelist and blogger who is best known for his recently completed Patriots novel series. Rawls, a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. He is the founder of the senior editor of SurvivalBlog.com, which is one of the top sites in the world with tens of millions of visitors a month. For the past 10 years, he's covered survival and preparedness topics from a constitutional Christian libertarian perspective. His latest novel is titled Land of Promise. He's got another one coming out, too. The first book in the Counter Caliphate Chronicle series. This novel, set two decades in the future, describes the establishment of a Christian nation under siege. Now, I could do 3 hours with this guy because I got a lot to say, a lot of angles to cover. He's only on to the bottom of the next hour, but I want to invite him back in a few weeks for a part two for 2 full hours because he was willing to do it today. He's a busy guy because I've got my reporters popping in for the last 30 minutes of the next hour. I may push them, though, up to David Knight, though. We'll see how this goes. But I just threw out that menu of what I want to cover. But front and center is, what is this caliphate plan? Why would the West be bold enough to bring in 5 million people they know, many of which are military-age men and are jihadis? Will they carry out attacks and then martial law comes in like areas of Europe have already done? And how will our political elite get away with bringing them in and then having them attack us? Is that part of this victory over logic and common sense? Just like, in effect, they're suspending the election by stealing Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump's delegates openly. I mean, we're really entering a new phase. Is this bravado? Is this arrogance? Is this megalomania? Or is this a desperate attempt to look confident? I've thrown out a lot there James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. We're going to break here in about 15 minutes. You've got the floor. Tell us where you want to start first and what you think is currently happening.
Well, Alex, I think looking at it from a 30,000-foot view, what we have in the global geopolitical realm is, with the end of the Cold War, the powers that be needed to have a continued destabilization as an excuse for carrying on with all of their banking shenanigans, their massive military buildups, and so forth. They, in effect, through Osama bin Laden and other Islamic leaders that they supported, the CIA itself created ISIS, as you pointed out many times. They want destabilization. They are hoping that they can walk the tightrope of destabilization to the point where they can continue to consolidate power with a massively centralized government, with a electronic currency replacing physical currency, and with the whole statist agenda by building up the Islamic threat and then hoping to encounter that threat, all the time accumulating more power and wealth for themselves. But what I'm afraid is going to happen is that they are going to over-destabilize, and they will, in effect, create their own downfall, and perhaps the downfall of all the Western nations in the process. They're hoping that they can kind of walk that tightrope and carry on year after year after year. But I'm afraid it's going to come back and blow up in their face, because a lot of these terrorist groups that they have created don't have any compunctions at all against using true weapons of mass destruction, so that Wall Street itself may be the next ground zero. And the best laid plans of these totalitarian wannabes is going to come back and haunt them.
Well, you just crystallized it perfectly. I want you to continue, but I just want to back up, sir, what you were just saying. Obviously, I know you're retired, but you talked to a lot of your sources in government. I have amazing sources, high level in government, but also out. And people say, well, I mean, how do you do that? They're going after whistleblowers. Things are so bad now that mainly the U.S. Army, strangely enough, that's just historical, one of the oldest institutions in this country, has been the main group inside the Pentagon saying no to Syria, no to all these events, no to double-crossing Egypt. And they are basically telling the neocons, the left, and the socialists, you better stop it. And there's such a socialist vein in this godless, atheist, New World Order culture that really the only ideology they have is destroy the better clangers, destroy the farms, collectivize everything under corporate control. A type of high-tech fascist great leap forward, not communist, but fascist more like, and that they're blowing the engine that made the globalists have a major command base, and that the military, not even because the top brass and statisticians are angels, but because they want to keep playing golf and don't want their grandkids killed, they're saying, stop it right now. You're about to bring civilization down by crisis creation, because you keep getting more power out of crises. But at a certain point, this black hole is going to swallow you. Now, that message you just kind of threw out is the message I've been getting for about 6 years from high-level Pentagon people and others that obviously use this show as a conduit to warn people. But now, even down to low-level enlisted officers, they know. The military basically has been warned. About 90% of the Army's on board. About 60% of the Marines are on board. About 60% of the Navy knows what's going on. For whatever reason, the Navy's not doing too good waking up. That's just kind of a dead reckoning number. But this is really a big deal, where you almost have a Mexican standoff between institutions in our government, newer, more corrupt private contractor institutions, and delusional people like Hillary and Samantha Powers and Obama, who have no idea what they're doing and watch SportsCenter all day. At least Hitler was in a bunker when he was endangering his whole country and doing super dangerous stuff and knew he could lose and had been in the military. These people are completely out of their minds, and it really is frightening to see them not knowing what they're doing. And is that what you're basically coming down to?
Yes, I agree with you, Alex, that there is a level of self-delusion that now exists amongst the powers that be that's unprecedented. And their level of control over the economy, over the stock markets, manipulating the derivatives market, manipulating the precious metals market, which is a very thin market, the level of control they have is frightening. And again, it's likely to come back and blow up in their faces. And it's the law of unintended consequences. So for many years, you've talked about the Hegelian dialectic. And it's been employed heavily for the last 7 years under the Obama administration. And my fear is that regardless of who comes in the next administration, we're probably going to see a statist of some sort who's going to want to continue playing the same game, playing this, the same political games, playing pressure groups off of one another, trying to increase divisiveness within our own country by bringing in almost uncontrolled immigration of Islamists who are not going to be properly vetted at all. And in fact, right now there seems to be a preference within the U.S. State Department to bring in Islamists rather than persecuted Christians. So what does that tell us? It tells us that they want a lack of stability. They want to put people at odds with one another to create friction. And out of that friction, they're, you know, it's the Hegelian dialectic again. They create the crisis, and out of that crisis comes their solution, which is all stage managed to fill their coffers and build political power.
And then under their Agenda 21 depopulation program, they codify the cosmology of us being poor and them being rich as their guardians, getting rid of the scourge of humanity, all perfectly scripted, where they play savior of the earth while they literally block industrialization, block systems that would set up a two-child family, with all the actuaries we know that lead towards stabilization, global prosperity, and a new renaissance. And they themselves, going back even to Bertrand Russell and the nonfiction books of H.G. Wells and Galton and all the rest of them, admit 100 years ago that they were going to have to block a new renaissance and, quote, kill a lot of beautiful and gallant people, to quote H.G. Wells, to get their new world order. And they even wrote the book and had the movie Things to Come. The movie came out in the early 30s, where they set up a world government run by a UN that flies around in giant B-2-style bombers, actually shows B-2 bombers,
right,
nerve-gassing nation states and taking the guns from the people and depopulating the planet. I mean, these people are completely out of their minds. But the thing is, they've got control because the British Empire got behind them and funded this wild dream. And Mr. Rawls, looks like they're pretty much getting there. Do you think they'll succeed?
It seems like it. You mentioned H.G. Wells and Things to Come. He was a socialist, but he was very prescient about what might happen. And you'll notice that in the storyline of Things to Come, the way that they were able to create their global governance was out of the aftermath of a global socioeconomic collapse following war after war after war. It looks a lot like what we're seeing right now.
And that's why his boss, as you know, anybody can look this up, the letters, the writings are public. The man that basically took the British Empire and folded it into the U.S. Empire, Cecil Rhodes and the Rhodes Scholars, envisioned the whole plan we're currently living under.
Yeah. And if, ironically, the legacy of Cecil Rhodes is now being protested in South Africa. They don't want anything to do with any of the colonialist, any of that history. They wanted, they're literally tearing down statues in South Africa at the universities right now. Cecil Rhodes really had a view, not just for the African continent, not just, as they said in those days, Cape to Cairo, but for the whole world. And a lot of his proteges ended up creating organizations like the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and so forth. Years later, it's all been an almost uninterrupted chain of this quest for global dominance, global control, and they very wisely co-opted the educational system, the mass media, and the banking system.
And let's be clear, no further. Again, you're getting the inside scoop here, listeners. Cecil Rhodes, all the rest of it, they even said, and he wrote, you can read it, 100 years ago, we will then even finally get rid of the trappings of the empire, the flags, the statues, the parades, the uniforms, and it'll be invisible through our corporate interlocking directorates like the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations, and it'll be multinational. And now that's why at Oxford and places, they're supporting, you know, pulling down bust of the Queen. And that's why Obama sent back the bust of Churchill, is because they're going to even let the socialists and leftists pull that down and believe they've defeated it when they've actually are helping it bring in the next phase, the end of free speech. I mean, these folks are so sophisticated.
It is indeed. And it's worth mentioning that 20 years ago, the socialists in England turned their own flag, the Union Jack, into a supposed symbol of racism and colonialism, and they declared that the Union Jack couldn't be used in political rallies and protests.
That's right. The fact the police tried to arrest you.
Right. That was 20 years ago. And at the time, I was in shock and disbelief that that could happen. But right now in America, we're on the verge of that happening with our own American flag.
Exactly. They start with the rebel battle flag. It has nothing to do with slavery, but ignorant people are told so. So what if some toothless racists drive around with it? It's not what it symbolizes. And then now they want the American flag. And to expand on that, that was only one symbol of empire. The globalists have conquered. The Rothschilds and others have conquered England. They're using that model and the people they use to enforce it upon the world. It's moved on from England. It's still based there to a certain extent. But now they're demonizing anything Western when it's England that ended slavery worldwide. It's England that brought forward the abolitionist movement. And now in the ultimate victory, while slavery goes on in more than 10 Muslim nations today, and women are slaves in hundreds of nations, it's okay because the greatest evil on earth is England, where we got Magna Carta and the beginning of the Renaissance.
You're so right, Alex. It's just almost a sweet irony to see that the symbols of what really stand for freedom are being stood on their head, and the institutions that really stand for individual liberty are being denigrated, while everything that represents statism, control, collectivism, socialism are being lifted up by people like the Obama administration, by all the socialists of Europe and so forth. Right now, we are living in what I refer to as the age of deception and betrayal, where our basic institutions are that anything that stands for freedom is being cast in a bad light.
We are living in the true fall of the West and all the wealth and the cultural wealth being flushed down the toilet. When we come back, sir, I want to talk about what that looks like, what comes on the other side if we don't beat it, and where you think we are in the fight against it. Amazing guest, James Wesley Rawls. We need to get him on more and more, but he's such a busy guy. He usually can only come on for an hour, and that's rarely. He offered 2 hours today. I may just push the reporters, even though I love them and want them on. into the fourth hour. Check with Knight, see if that's good with him in the first 30 minutes, because I want to really walk through all this and look at the different sectors of the globe and the master plan, because knowing this plan, this is a plan. I mean, this is public, folks. Knowing the plan is our chance to beat it. You understand how important this is?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, I don't get up here and say all these things, have a sensational show. Believe me, reality is sensational. Reality is dangerous, it's crazy, it's real. And I never imagined 21 years ago, going on air, local access and local radio, I'd be here with tens of millions of people every week conservatively. Way more than that. It's ridiculous. Tuning in all over the world. But the good news is, the facts we're covering are what the real insiders, good and bad, know is going on. The elite have been so arrogant for decades, they've admitted so much of their plan so their own people could understand it, thinking you'd never go look it up. Well, we've been making preparations to resist, to slow this down. It's over 15 years behind, most experts agree, but now they're accelerating. We're going to talk to Mr. Rawls about where this system of betrayal is going, the caliphate they're setting up. Clearly the elite are allied with radical Islam, turning it loose to take over the rest of Islam and to bring it into our countries. That's happening. That's one area I underestimated. It's so bold, it's so over the top that I would hear people like Rawls saying this 10 years ago, and I thought, yeah, I can see that down the road, but, you know, not in 10, 20 years. Well, it's happening quicker. So I got to say that we're going to really be focusing on this a lot, obviously. Before I go any further, the soils, as you know, are depleted in most areas. So a lot of the food you eat, a lot of the vegetables you eat, just don't have the trace elements, all the different vitamins and minerals you need. We've developed, with our research, InfoWarsLife.com, an amazingly concentrated, strong system with all the minerals, all the vitamins, the amino acids, you name it, in the newest product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Advanced Multivitamin Formulation at InfoWarsLife.com. And this is just a super product. It's so good for yourself, for your children, for your husband, your wife. It's such a great gift to give old people. Most of them have absorption problems because of all the, you know, how dead their gut is. Get your grandparents, get your parents on a good probiotic. Get them on something like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and watch what happens. The amount of energy I get from this is incredible, and it doesn't have any stimulants in it. It's just that it is from plant-derived, highest quality sources. And there's only a few things in here that are laboratory produced, and those are of the highest quality and of the highest standards, absolutely pure. It's an amazing product. 2+ years, I could have gone and gotten hundreds of products, private labeled, had them super cheap, rolled them out. Yeah, they'd be pretty good, but I wanted to be able to say, this is the best we could come up with. It's a game changer. This is so good, we're going to probably end up putting this in stores, you name it, because, I mean, this is just over the top. Over the top, we use one of the biggest producers of, you know, organic, high-quality, natural supplements out there to produce this. We're going to be talking about that in the future. InfoWarsLife.com. And I have a glass at lunch every day. My children, I get them to drink it in the morning before they go to school. And they absolutely love it. It's fruit punch flavor. You can sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, get 10% off this order and everything else you order. Orders above $50 get free shipping as well at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the blanket store. And then the subsection for the nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com. And I also promote the Longevity line because their products are excellent. You can find all those products, and your purchase there helps fund our operation. And InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. But find Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Anthroplex, by the way, is about to sell out. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, Supermelon Super Female Vitality, and more. And look, all we do is go out and go to the most known for thousands of years herbs for male vitality, female vitality, concentrate them in a proprietary process and sell that. Or our lung cleanse is dozens and dozens and dozens of the best herbs concentrated down to oil base so that it really does help your throat when it's sore or hurting. Other stuff will have like 2 or 3 ingredients and some alcohol. This is oil, folks. The only problem is the sprayer gets clogged quite a bit. You got to put it under hot water and wash it out a lot because it's just such an incredible essential oil. Check out all the products, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And things are getting so serious that I myself am redoubling my efforts to have medical, basic medical equipment, firearms, ammunition, going out shooting, an area in the country that's safer to get to. I hope it doesn't get to that, but the depression's here. It's going to get worse. Society's already unraveling. The police state isn't going to save us. We're going to talk about preparedness with Mr. Rawls as well coming up. Survivalblog.com, again, formerly with Army Intelligence. And, of course, nobody in the Army ever brags about the stuff they did. But I ran into a colonel and then to another lieutenant colonel that we talked to. And then I ran into another gentleman who I'd met before but looked up. He's in civilian life now developing stuff for different agencies, and he told me his name and gave me his card. I forget it's at home, but I was out at the courthouse taking care of something, and he was saying, oh, yeah, you know, Rawls used to work for me. He's a great guy. So I've had three different people who tune into the show. He was talking about the great stuff Mr. Rawls has done for America, which we'll never hear about, you know, the quiet professionals, but he just really knows what he's talking about, and we love having him on. I want to get into The Caliphate, your latest novel, which is a smart way to educate people, obviously. They seem to listen to stuff that's fiction, even though it's real, versus stuff that's real. They seem to ignore it, but we'll talk about that as well. But survival, the economy, where you think Obama's going, the rest of it. But as we went to break, Mr. Rawls, you brought up the situation with the age of deception, the age of betrayal. Is this the beginning of the fall? Why are they so naked now? What do you think of Donald Trump? Why are they so scared of him? Because quite frankly, I didn't trust him a year ago. He's involved in casinos and things, and I'm not into really being super flashy. It kind of turns me off. But at the same time, he was against NAFTA 20 years ago. He is a nationalist. I know people that know him before he ever ran for office that said, oh, you didn't know Donald Trump's anti-New World Order? And so all this clicked for me about 6-7 months ago that they're scared of him for some reason. This couldn't be a foil. This couldn't be a double cross, could it? But I want your real view on that as well. But let's get into the age of betrayal, the age of deception, where you think the world is right now, and then into this election and into the caliphate.
Well, Alex, I think that Donald Trump, I think, is popular because he represents at least an outsider to the political system. And people are definitely fed up with insider after insider after insider being offered up as candidates. And while I don't think Donald Trump is a perfect candidate, I think that he at least resonates with a lot of people as representing old school American nationalism, national sovereignty, and as a counterbalance to the forces of international banking. Now, unfortunately, he has some compromises in his background that make him kind of suspect because of actually connections to the Clintons of all people and his many business connections with the bankers. So I find it really difficult to believe that he's a true outsider, but he certainly represents more of an outsider than
sure.
Than certainly than Hillary or Sanders, for example.
Let me ask you this then. The all-hands-on-deck scenario, and I agree with what you just said, the all-hands-deck scenario from the communist Chinese government, the Mexican government, the former president, the British government, to the Pope, to you name it, coming every magazine, every newspaper coming out against him, I see right. real hysteria and real hate and real concern and the big billionaires getting together and giving hundreds of millions to beat him. I see that as them legitimately hitting the panic button because they see the nationalism he's saying, even if he's not really a good guy, is irrevocable damage to them. But it also shows how arrogant they are to think we can have all these foreign governments lecture us how deep into globalist colonialism yeah. we really are.
The amount of vitriol that's being directed against him is evidence that the powers that be are feeling very nervous, very anxious, that they're losing control of the political process. Because for years and years, we've had political party A versus political party B, and lo and behold, the candidates for both of those parties have been insiders. They've all been CFR or trilateral commission related individuals. Every time we've been given a so-called choice on the ballot that really isn't a choice. It's either political insider A or political insider B. And for them to see Trump on the horizon is truly, truly frightening to them, to see anything outside of their stage-managed operation.
So we're seeing a de facto yeah. response to populism, whether he be real or not. It's kind of like putting up a fake owl to scare away crows. They just see an owl and are upset. They don't know if it's real or not. They're trying to figure out if it's real, but it scares them.
Yes, that's essentially it. The folks that want to control the whole game, really, they want to control us economically, politically, in every sphere, basically, look at people like Donald Trump as wild cards. And because he's outside of their control, he is unpredictable, it really throws a monkey wrench into their plans.
Do you think he realizes how much danger he's in?
Probably not. Anyone who goes up against Hillary Clinton ought to be really, really worried.
Damn right.
His chances of making it at body temperature to the election, I would say, are actually fairly small.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be surprised to see that he mysteriously dies of an aneurysm or a heart attack or you know, something, anything. But the chances of him making the election, I think, are small if he truly is the threat that they think he is.
Have you ever, in your decades of being politically involved, 30 years or so since you got out of the Army, have you ever, Mr. Rawls, James Wesley Rawls, SurvivalBlog.com, joining us, one of the top most respected survivalists and global security experts out there, I mean, not just with the general public, but with the Pentagon, you name it, everybody really respects him than I know. Have you ever seen a more dangerous time, not just for America, but the world? I mean, this is just, for me, looking at this, this is unprecedented. The amount of dominoes lined up, the amount of triggers being thrown, the elite scurrying around building armored redoubts. I mean, government all over the world is acting like something big is coming.
It's truly unprecedented, because if you look at the mountain of debt and the scale of the derivatives that have built up, that's one huge threat. And meanwhile, geopolitically, we see a regional war in Syria that could very well blow up into World War III, and we see tension in the sites in the South China Sea, which could very well blow up into another world war. We are truly in uncharted waters here. We have a situation that where the global economy is teetering on the brink. We have the central banks are right now in the process of going to sub-zero interest rates, which is an absolute panic move. They have basically run out of ammunition in the economic
That's
war.
Like injecting adrenaline directly into the heart.
Yeah, I think that at this point, we are teetering on the brink of either economic collapse or global war as kind of the final option for the insiders to have their way. Because without either of those, we're just simply going to see the truth come out. What's happened with the Panama Papers, I think, is just one little glimpse of the extent of the international financial web that exists.
Well, from what I've seen, it looks like it's a Western attempt to just go after Putin, and certainly Putin's involved in a bunch of this stuff, but it seems selective to some mid-level networks.
It's highly selective, yes. And if you'll notice, they're mainly pointing the finger at African dictators, for example,
yeah,
with these trust arrangements with, you know, bearer number one or bearer number two, for example, as the beneficiaries. The serious money, the big money, is being traded in the hot markets every day. It's not these tiny little, you know, I say relatively tiny, these billion-dollar trusts that are being set up by the and to benefit the children of Middle Eastern and African dictators are small change compared to the trillions of dollars that are flowing internationally, the manipulation that's going on in the currency markets, you mentioned earlier, credit default swaps. People have no idea about the scope of the derivatives trading that goes on. A CDS, a credit default swap, is a form of derivative, and that is so well refined as a derivative that a movement as small as 0.1% of an interest rate can put a major shockwave through the system. And unfortunately, the way this derivatives casino has built up, it's so finely tuned that when a big swing does happen, where interest rates move a whole
sure
percentage point or 2 percentage points, it's going to absolutely collapse the system.
Well, James, I want to talk triggers with you. I want to get into caliphate. I just want to go ahead and I'm going to have you through the whole next hour. We're going to have reporters on in the fourth hour with David Knight. He has another guest popping in as well. But looking at this, here's a Telegraph article. China jitters could trigger global market bloodbath, IMF warns. I love how the very progenitors of this whole scam warn us. And you know, the former head of the Fed that helped give us the derivatives with Clinton, Greenspan, warns us of irrational exuberance. It's like selling a kid a bag full of crack and giving him a pipe and saying, look out, this might be addicting. But it's just amazing. But getting back to things I see as problems that nobody talks about, and I'm not bragging when I say one thing that launched our show, unbeknownst to me, like 19 years ago, is I put out some police state films showing the military training for gun confiscation and things domestically.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Army and Marines said, don't watch Alex Jones videos and don't go to his website. Well, that meant I suddenly had this huge audience of the military tune in. What was the establishment thinking? Because my audience probably quadrupled overnight when they started doing that. That actually launched us, was them saying, don't go here. So they seem like they're smart, but they also seem like they're dumb. Now, I was totally unpolished, them still aren't, but knew more than the average person. So the show got very popular. I became a source because then all these people started giving me stuff because nobody else would talk about it. Here we are 20 years later, and the military listens to the show. Foreign governments listen to it. They listen to others like it, but shows how bad the rest of the media is that we're some of the, you know, best that's out there. I'm not bragging. But to know that most of the military is aware of what's going on, says they're not going to go along with the globalist takeover, that's got to really cause a problem. And I'm not saying I'm behind this. I'm one small part of it. But I'm a gauge because I interface with these people on the street, you name it. So I know how awake they are. Does the establishment realize that they still currently say don't go to InfoWars.com and don't go to your site and a bunch of others, as you know? Don't they understand that's backfiring with the Streisand effect squared? We'll be back with James Wesley Rawls, SurvivalBlog.com. I'm Alex Jones with The Answer.
Nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going to get back to that point that Mr. Rawls got cut off on as we went to break. where I was asking the question about the military, and I'm not branding them as the heroes or anything, but these are people that have actually been in the real world on average. They know about the corruption. They know about the system. And that's always been the problem of dictators or oligarchies, is the security services turning against them. You know, look at Operation Valkyrie and Hitler. The problem is this is an oligarchy. It's a whole bunch of people. It's not one guy. So we're going to talk about that briefly, start the next hour. But here's an example. I get up Saturday. I see a headline, Muslim woman run over by right-wing nationalist in Molenbeek. And I read the article from the Daily Mail, and it never says who they are or they've been caught. I go, that doesn't sound right. That sounds like a false flag, because the radical Muslims are experts at this. She runs out, and it looks staged, and jumps in front of the car. Just like they, you know, stage the dead baby on the beach in Greece and all that. I go to the comments. Everybody's mad thinking we're the ones saying this. Well, go to our InfoWars, and I'll show you. Horrific moment. Muslim woman is mowed down by grinning driver who then stops to take picture. During anti... Oh, they changed the headline. Look, when this came out. Ah. Now, Breitbart, Molenbeek far right hit and run was Muslim on Muslim attack. A local drunk youth named Muhammad, it hit and run by a Muslim woman in Molenbeek this week, blamed on far right anti-Islam demonstrators, was in fact perpetrated by an allegedly drunk local youth named Muhammad. So I don't mean to just divert off, but it's this constant lying and then saying German men raped the women in Cologne and all this. They're almost all military-age men. They invaded Syria. They're coming in. Now Europe's bringing them. We're going to talk about that at the start of the next hour with Mr. Rawls. But the time we have, sir, in this short segment, getting back to you in the next 4 minutes, specifically with my military question, what are they thinking when they say don't visit Patriot sites, don't, you know, George Washington's bad, the Founding Fathers are bad. They actually, as you know, teach the military that. That's actually woken the military up. What are the globalists thinking?
Well, they're hoping that they can control the military. But the problem is, even with a dumbed-down electorate, a dumbed-down populace that's reaching military age, even with that, people still have basic common sense, and they can see what's going on in the world around them. They get curious. They now turn to the Internet. It used to be newsletters and magazines and that sort of thing. But they turn to the Internet to seek the truth. And they're hoping that they can control access to that knowledge, to keep that knowledge out of the hands of the people that they want to have as their foot soldiers. It's not working. They tried firewalling more than 1,000 Patriot websites at the Pentagon 2 years ago, and there was a quiet rebellion that went on where first people were saying, well, you can't firewall us, or if you firewall us, only firewall us during working hours, but we want to have unlimited internet access before working hours, on our lunch hour, and after work. And the IT staff at the Pentagon backed down. They actually relented because there were so many people at the Pentagon that were upset about
this. And that's what I'm getting at. Don't they understand that when they tried to blacklist you and myself and others, that just made everybody come check out what we're saying? They hear we're telling the truth, and I mean, it backfired, didn't it?
Right. What happened was people were using VPN, virtual private networks, or web surfing from at home, or web surfing from wireless networks, literally from their mobile devices in the parking lot of the Pentagon.
This is so exciting. Stay there. It's back in 70 seconds. This is the microcosm of everything. They're not invincible, folks. Yeah. The globalists can be defeated if you realize you have the power. You are the resistance. Back in 70. Stay with us. Are you prepared?